Welcome to the Food Freedom Habit Podcast, where you can find freedom from food crazies using nothing but your own brain. With me, Lydia, the lifestyle coach. Would you like permanent food and body peace without tracking one trigger or calorie? Whether you're dealing with overeating, binge eating, bulimia, food obsession, body hate, or the endless diet cycle? We do all this without delving into past trauma, starting yet another food plan, or monitoring every meal. Live a free life aligned with your health and values. If you're ready for something real, you're in the right place. All episodes are 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Hello, guys. Now more than ever, it is so clear why we need a real solution to end eating disorders instead of just trying to manage them. Because right now in the world is a time where circumstances are changing a lot. The coronavirus is really interrupting the way that we usually live. And it's bringing to light something really important that the world is waking up to that we've known for years, is that you've got to have real freedom or it's not going to be sustainable. There's no way that you can control all of your circumstances or call it freedom if your circumstances change and you're not free anymore or you're not able to manage this eating disorder anymore. So we're going to take a deep dive into that right now, because I know that so many of you have been, you know, writing in and asking questions of like, what do I do? Like, I'm trapped at home with all of my triggers. Like, I have the kitchen right there. It's there all day, every day. I have all of this stress going on, and people are seeing a really big uptick of all of these eating disordered behaviors. And it's a scary thing. I get it. Like, I've been there. I was a binge eater, bulimic, like for years and years. I know what it feels like to be totally out of control. And I also know what it's like to be on the other side of this, to be completely free, where it literally doesn't matter what happens in your life or in your world, that you are solid. Like, nothing can make you binge. You don't even think to binge. Why would you want to binge? What, you're stressed out? Why would eating a ton of food make sense? But I remember being in a place where nothing else made sense except to eat a ton of food, and it felt like that was the only thing that could ever happen. So hi, Julie. So fun to see you on. Welcome. All right, you guys. So we're going to take a deep dive into this. I know it's really needed right now about this like corona fever. Like, you've heard of like cabin fever, right? With like when you're trapped inside and it's just like, it's making you go crazy. So this is corona fever. Like, so many of us are trapped inside at home with all the things that stress us out, with the world and circumstances that are stressing us out, and it feels super out of control. So yes, hey Julie, hey Jenna. Oh yes, Jenna's saying scary, the unknown. I know, this is a huge piece of it, is we don't know what's gonna happen, right? And if that anxiety is connected to eating in a way that hurts you, then you're in trouble. Like, if those circumstances and your behaviors around food, if those things are linked, then yeah, you're not free. And so that's such an important thing. And thank you, Julie. Julie saying, I'm home all day, so easy to just graze. Exactly. Like, it's always there. The kitchen is always there and it's not going away, and there isn't a break from it for who knows how long. You may just be there with the kitchen for weeks. And so that's why we're addressing this right now. So fun to see you guys on. For those of you who are just popping on, we are addressing corona fever, the being trapped at home with all of your trigger foods, your trigger circumstances, your trigger emotions. And feel free to like comment, to like, to heart, to say just hello. Let us know that you're here. And it's really fun to see you guys. Let me know if my earrings are too loud. Are my earrings too loud? I can hear them. I don't know if you can. Let me know, you guys. I know that sometimes I have earrings that interrupt live feeds. So thank you. Oh yeah. All right. Yes. Love this, you guys. Thank you, Robin. I know, lots of fear of the unknown. So I know that for grads of our program and the current clients, you guys, when you have specific questions, I know that we're doing like a really fun Q&A right after this to address some of these things coming up with, you know, the fear, and you guys have so much freedom from food, but addressing fear specifically. And so we'll get into that on our other session. But right now we're really going to talk about, oh, thank you, Robin, letting me know you can't hear my earrings at all. Good. But, you know, we're talking about right now this feeling of being trapped at home with our triggers. So first of all, let's address the idea of triggers, because we need to bust a myth right here. Okay. Like, right here, we need to bust a myth, because there's this language, and I want to talk to you guys in the language that you're used to, but this language of, oh, this is my trigger, right?
Think of the idea of that. Like a trigger is like you pull a trigger on a gun and there's no choice what happens next. The trigger is pulled and it's over. It's done. There's no choice. The bullet's leaving the chamber. There isn't like a check this box if you want the bullet to leave the chamber. No, it's like it's going to happen. And this is a myth and a completely false belief. Completely false. So one thing that our clients learn very early on is that there's no such thing as triggers. The only thing that can happen is there is a circumstance or an emotion or a food that creates a reaction within you. And that is a completely separate thing than actually doing it. But when you don't know how to disconnect those things, then it feels like you're out of control. What it feels like is that there's this urge and this obsession to go and eat it, go and eat it, go and eat it. And you keep on thinking about it. So your brain is going round and round and round and round and round. And it feels like it's never going to stop until you act on it. So that's what we call triggers. It's not actually a trigger, but it's the thing that leads to the behavior. And it feels like we're out of control because it's incessant. It's at us. It's at us. It's at us. The thought of the food that you should just go do it. Oh, you'll feel better if you do. It's all of these incessant thoughts and very real urges to do it. It's these urges that don't go away of actually eating the thing, of actually acting on it, whether it's eating or whether it's restricting or whatever that pattern is for you. And I know the feeling of like, it's like you're possessed. It's like your body is out of control. I remember looking down and being just so sick, you know, way into this jar of peanut butter and just still thinking like, why am I doing this? I've got to stop. Like, I've got to put the spoon down. Like, okay, well, I'll just finish this one last spoon, but then I've got to end this to the point where I would make myself sick. It's like, why on earth can't I stop my body and my brain from doing this thing that I want to stop so much? And so the illusion is that we are out of control, that there's nothing that we can do about it. And then especially when we've got all of this anxiety about coronavirus and all these changes of circumstances on top of that, then it makes it even more complicated. And so I know that many of you may be struggling because a lot of our what we call triggers or the things that have led to this eating disorder behavior are at home. It's a very common pattern that it's the end of your day and you're tired and you're coming home maybe from work or whatever you've been out doing that day and or you've tried to be good all day. I'm putting that in quotes, right? You woke up and you said, I'm not going to binge today, and you had a healthy breakfast and you know you had your lunch planned and now you're at home and you're tired and then the anxiety starts and everyone's going to bed and now it's after dinner and now you finally have some time to yourself and you fought all day and then you just say, okay, well, I'm just going to have a little bit. I just, you know, I deserve something. I deserve a treat. And so you go and you have a little bit after dinner and maybe you're, you know, getting yourself a second health thing. And then we're like, well, you know, I might as well have what I really want because that didn't satisfy me and that didn't satisfy me. So you go back and you have a little bit more and a little bit more. Well, none of this seems to be satisfying me. And why am I unsatisfied? I'm super full at this point. Or why am I not feeling full? Because I've just eaten so much food. And then it's the back and the back and the back. And it's either grazing into the point where we're panicked, looking back at all the things that we've eaten in the last couple of hours, or it's the, I've blown it. Like, I've worked so hard all day to fix this, to do something different, to keep myself from binging. And I think I just did. I think I just ate way more than I needed to. And I have to do something about this. Like I have to start over. I have to start fresh. So I might as well have everything that I want tonight because I'm going to need to get rid of it. Like I'm going to never do this again. And then it's not the grazing. It's the all out. Well, let's just get whatever we want, whatever we need. So that is a very common pattern that we're in. And then we perceive all of these things that are associated together, right? So, you know, when I'm home alone, when I'm tired, when it's late, and then we associate all of these emotions, when I'm stressed, when I have anxiety, when I'm angry, when I feel this injustice, right? Like all of those things are connected in our minds with this behavior with food. So now, you take those circumstances with us, a lot of us being at home because of the coronavirus and more of us. And now those things that used to be really hard at the end of the day, we wake up to them being hard. Now we're in a situation where it's this really awful perfect storm where We have all of these emotions. We have even more anxiety. We have uncertainty. We have fear. We have panic. We have all of these emotions on top of being next to our kitchen all day long, every day, and continuing to go back and back and back because we're so stressed or whatever we perceive that is. And so we're going back and back to more and more food. And on top of that, we have all of these different circumstances that we're not used to, where we're at home all day, where maybe our kids are at home all day. We don't get a break from the kids anymore. And now they're always there and the family's all together and tensions are high because of that. And then on top of that, then there's this feeling of scarcity, where before you could just go and binge the night before and eat all of your kids' snacks that you bought for them, but now you're in shame because you ate them all yourself or whatever it is, and you could just pop out the next morning while they're at school and replace all of that food and come and put it in the pantry so that no one notices how out of control you are. And now you don't even have that. You can't go and replace it. You can't just pop out and do that. And we're more and more isolated in our homes. And so I understand like why so many of you guys are reaching out. And so I want you to just say, like, be in this community, like we're here to support you, like we're in this together. I love this hashtag, you know, at home together, because I know like it can feel really, really hard right now. So what happens is that we tend to trick ourselves into thinking that we're managing our eating disorder to a certain extent because of trying to control our circumstances. We have a structure where we wake up and we eat this healthy breakfast and then we go to work and there isn't a kitchen right there. We're away from our kitchen all day long. And so we feel okay during the day. And then it's at home at night when we're crashing, we're burning, we're in that downward spiral, all those emotions, we're exhausted, our willpower is gone. And that used to happen as like a blip in the day, although difficult, it used to happen like in that evening. Now, this is such a clear, clear example of how trying to just create the right circumstances in your outward structure to fix this doesn't work, because circumstances will change. This is the real issue, you guys. The real issue is that trying to control your outside world and your outside circumstances was never and never will be the answer. That will never get you freedom. That is only a band-aid and a temporary one, because your circumstances will change. 100% guaranteed they will change. You may feel like you can just keep on this hamster wheel of like, okay, I'll wake up and have a healthy breakfast and then be distracted all day long at work and then try to see if I can get through the night without binging. You can do that over and over and over, but something's going to happen. Look at the coronavirus. It has changed all the circumstances, and that was totally out of your control. But you're going to have a time where you're either transitioning between jobs or your circumstances change or you move or your health changes, especially with how sick eating disorders make us. A lot of us are going, like, eating disorders put us on disability and we can't even earn anymore. And now we're home all day long. Or there will be some time that you retire. Like, the point is that your circumstances will change. And so we think, okay, well, all right, if that's the real problem, is if controlling the outside circumstances were never the answer, well, then we've got to control the inside circumstances. But here's what people get caught on, you guys. Here is the problem with going from, oh, well, I can't control the outside, I need to control the inside, is that we're still trying to control the outside to control the inside. Well, I binge when I'm stressed. My mom stresses me out. So I have to change outside circumstance. I need to avoid seeing my mother so I don't binge. I need to avoid going and talking to that person so I don't have the anxiety and I binge. Well, I need to change my job so I'm not so stressed out so I don't binge. Notice how it's the same thing. We're either trying to control the outside circumstances so that we don't do something, trying to build those walls around us, or we're trying to control the outside circumstances to control our emotions. Either way, you're trying to control something that you don't have control over, that absolutely will change. And that is why that was never, ever freedom and never will be. And there is such an incredible opportunity here. There's an amazing opportunity to see and to really see that evidence and proof that, you know what, trying to manage this with managing the world around me isn't going to work, because that's not true freedom. And that gets harder and harder and harder to do. This is actual freedom, you guys. This is the real answer of how to fix this all the way. It doesn't depend on circumstances. That's not real freedom. If your circumstances change and you're not free, you're not free. It doesn't depend on emotions. If your circumstances change your emotions and then you're binging again, that's not freedom. What those things do is that when something happens externally or when an emotion happens, it creates a series of thoughts in us. That's really the only, and I'm going to put this in quotes, trigger here. And you know what? We don't have control over that. If your mom says, why haven't you lost weight or aren't you gaining weight back? If your friend says, oh, you got new clothes. And then she goes silent because she realized that you had to get new clothes because you had to get a bigger size. When you go to a place and you can't buckle the seatbelt because now you're beyond being able to travel without an extender. When those circumstances happen, there will be things that happen inside you. There will be racing thoughts. There will be thoughts of fear. There will be thoughts of panic. And those who are normal eaters just feel some feelings. They feel fear. They feel panic. The end. And they move on with their lives. Hard things happen. People die. People get sick. Normal eaters, they grieve. They experience those emotions. It is only because we have this connection of, well, now that I feel this way or this happened, then that leads me to eating. And when you don't have that connection anymore, that is real freedom. So here's how it actually is. And this is why we are able to have women come to us that have tried everything over 25 or 40 years to fix this. They've gone to 25 years of counseling. They've done every fad diet. They've gone on spiritual journeys and gone and done yoga retreats in India. They've tried everything to fix themselves and have different coping mechanisms, and they still have an eating disorder. And then they come to us, and in 4-6 weeks, they're done. They're free. They're normal eaters. The reason that happens is because real freedom is when you end this problem at its root, at its root. The only reason that we feel or do anything is because of a series of thoughts that leads up to that. And if you could interrupt that series of thoughts, then that compulsion to graze all day just melts away and you can relax and just focus on what you're doing. That urge to binge on your command disappears. That feeling of, okay, like, you know, how am I going to get through this or how am I going to stop this? You can just stop it right there. You don't have to change any circumstances. Everything, your emotions, all your circumstances, coronavirus can all stay the same. And you have absolutely no urge to binge because you've ended it at its root. Now, here is the problem with that, is that you can't see the label of the jar when you're living inside the jar. And that is the real issue, is you can't see the thoughts, the series of thoughts that leads you to that. You can't get to the root of something that you can't see. That's exactly what we specialize in, what we do, because it is the most effective and quickest way to end an eating disorder all the way so you don't have an eating disorder anymore. But because your brain sees these patterns as survival, what it does is that about 70 to 80% of those thoughts that lead up to the binge, the panic, the fear are in the subconscious level. You're not aware of them. You don't even know what they are. And you're inside the jar, so you can't see what's on there. This is literally what we teach our clients the first day in our program, is how to be able to see and observe the thoughts and that pattern that they weren't able to before. And when you have that skill, when you can see the exact patterns of thought that led you to this, and you can see 100% of them, or go from 10 to 80% of them that you can see, then it's like, oh, wow. These are the sorts of things that people say all the time when we coach them, like, oh my gosh, this is so simple. Or I would have never known to do that. Or I had no idea that thought was there. Or, wow, this feels like a miracle. And then we have them really own that it's not a miracle. It's because they showed up. They got this strategy that they needed, the coaching that they needed to be able to end this all the way. And then it's not only the compulsion and the eating disorder that's gone, it's the emotions that they can deal with. It's being able to deal with the fear. It's being able to deal with the anxiety. It's being able to, I mean, we've literally had people like that have dealt with anxiety. Like they've been on anxiety medication since they were kids, being able to like be off it, be done. Like, I don't need that anymore. The same stuff that churned up all of this anxiety in me was the same stuff that churned up my eating disorder. And when you have the skill to get at the root of this, then you can be free and you can be done. So understand that I know that this feels hard. It feels hard only because all of this grazing and all of this panic and all of this, you know, unknown that we're experiencing is creating the age-old patterns that you've reinforced over and over that leads you to food. So it's called a neurological interrupt system. It's when you can interrupt those thoughts before they turn into actions, before they turn into all of these feelings that you feel like you can't handle. And that's why our clients like are so grateful all the time, not just because they ended their eating disorder, but because they ended all of the emotional turmoil that they've been dealing with for a lifetime. And that's what the power of that is. So if you guys are struggling, if it is real for you right now, of you are sick and tired of some circumstance changing and then you losing control all over again, it is one of the most discouraging and disheartening things in the world. Like it is hard to have an eating disorder every single day. And it is a whole new level of hard to have some circumstance you created that's given you a break. And then that circumstance isn't there anymore. And you're worse than you've ever been before. Thinking of one of our amazing grads who for 30 years had an eating disorder and then it went away for 10 years. She had some circumstances change and it went away. But every single day for those 10 years, she was like, I'm so scared it's going to come back. I'm so scared it's going to come back. Because she didn't know exactly what it was in her circumstances that made the behavior go away. But the obsession was still there. The fear was still there. And sure enough, 10 years later, it came back worse than ever. And it was going to end her life. Like abuse of food kills us, you guys. Like it is a lethal thing when we don't get done with this. It ruins our health. It ruins our confidence. A lot of us, when we see that after 40 years of trying, it hasn't worked. I mean, I say this because I care and I know that it's a difficult thing, but a lot of people look at not wanting to live anymore when they feel no hope in this. That's why we do what we do. That's why we're out here talking to you guys, why we're not just freeing a few women and saying, enjoy your freedom, why we're consistently reaching out. Because I want you guys to all know that there absolutely is hope. This can be fixed, but you've got to get the right strategy and the right mentoring to be able to do that. Because if you've been trying it on your own and it's not fixed, then your way isn't working. And we know exactly how to get to the other side of this. So if you guys are struggling right now, and need some help, what we can do for you is we actually offer free sessions. It's called a breakthrough session. You can
pop over to lydialifestyle.com/session. That's lydialifestyle.com/session.
And we're going to get super clear on exactly what has been holding you back and those things that aren't in your awareness so that you can be able to have more choice and more opportunity to be able to fix this. And more importantly, we're going to get super clear on what you want on the other side of this and what true freedom means for you. And we're going to get you exactly what you need for the next steps of how to solve this. And that is a service that we give to everyone who needs it. Now, this is not for everyone. Please do not sign up for a session if you are not completely serious about fixing this problem. We are very, very booked out. We have a huge demand always, but especially now, we have a huge, huge demand because there are so many people struggling. And so we're booked out pretty far. Make sure to snag a spot, put that on your calendar, be here in this community if you've got a while between now and your session. And I want to offer this special just for today, you guys, because if you're listening to this and you have an urgent need, please let us know. You know, we've had some people that they couldn't get a session with us for 3 weeks and they sent us a message and they said, hey, like I'm in an urgent situation. I really need help right now. And we will do whatever we can to move up your session so that you can get help sooner than later. If your case is more urgent, please let us know. And we are prepared to, you know, do what we need to. I know that, you know, even I myself, we have a wonderful team, but I've opened up some extra time on my calendar for people. I actually just did that today for a couple of people who had an urgent situation. We're here to help you guys. We're in this together. We know exactly how to help you. but it's something that it takes a one-on-one conversation, because this is about you. This isn't about something in general. This isn't about a band-aid tip where just go and maybe feel better for a minute. We are committed to you being able to end your eating disorder all the way. And so this isn't something that comes back. This isn't something that any sort of circumstance can keep you from your freedom, because the world needs you right now. The world needs sane and calm and resourceful people that aren't struggling so much internally that they're no use to anyone else. This is something where it's so important to really fix this for you, and there's no better time than now. This is the time where everyone is waking up to what's truly important in life, the value of life, the value of being here, the value of being able to serve the world. All that is so important. And now you finally got some time. It was always a priority, but right now there's no better time to fix it. And so reach out, get the help that you need if you're absolutely serious about fixing this. This is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, signing off. Mwah. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. If you felt a spark here and want to see how these principles can work in your own life, here is your next step. Pop over to lydialifestyle.com/session. That's lydialifestyle.com/session, where you can book a free session with our team. We'll give you a call and together find clarity on three things. 1, the exact cycle you keep getting sucked into. 2, what isn't working with your approach. And 3, what's missing to close the gap between food prison and food freedom. We have helped free hundreds of women all over the world from their food struggles. These are proven principles that work, no matter how long you've been stuck. This is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, signing off. Mwah!